You're listening to SBS News.
The sky above New South Wales has been pretty empty during lockdown. But if you look closely enough, you might spot one of the Little Wings planes. Coming and going from Sydney's Bankstown Airport multiple times a day, they've continued to deliver precious cargo, children in need of life-saving treatment. Disembarking this flight is a mum and her premature baby girl, who've flown in from Tamworth for some important checkups on her growth. The Little Wing CEO, Claire Pearson, says the service is available to any child who needs medical assistance in the regions.
Yeah, so we actually service any medical need possible. So we see children with mental health issues, right through to a lot of chemo. Over 50% are children that have cancer, but some of them, big portion, have genetic disorders, and burns is obviously a big one.
Ms. Pearson says it's quite common for families to have to travel several hours to the closest major hospital for assistance, which comes with a heavy physical, emotional and financial burden. And during the pandemic, that's been even further exacerbated. Lockdowns have meant access to treatments might be cancelled last minute, commercial flights to the regions are scarce, and healthcare systems are already stretched. Ms. Pearson says Little Wings has ramped up its service in response.
Prior to COVID, we were doing between 12 and 15 flights per week, but now we're seeing as many as 28 flights in a week. And I suppose it tells us that the demand is there, but it also means that there's a lot of families that aren't getting the support they need.
How are you? All right,
yourself? So volunteer, commercially licensed pilots and drivers are working around the clock, shuttling families to and from the city to help ease these regional health disparities. Volunteers like Erin in Sakara. The keen pilot is usually a trainer at a flight school, but is now dedicating most of his time to volunteering with Little Wings.
Usually when everything's what we call normal these days, maybe once or twice a fortnight, but at the moment, because it's quite busy and with other work being quite quiet, I can merely do 3-4 flights a week, depending on what they need.
Mr. Insakara is one of 10 volunteer pilots who fly for Little Wings. Between them, they've flown over 1,000 children and their families over the past year alone. The service helps children with a range of medical needs, including for cancer, genetic disorders and burns.
To be able to help and do things like that, it's like the best. You can't even like explain it. Words can't even bring it to it, how great it feels to be able to help and see the families get the care they need.
After a refuel and a pilot changeover, pilot Insakara climbs aboard for the next leg of the journey.
We're about to take off in about 2 seconds.
There are still a few more tasks to complete before the end of today. Little Wing services 55 regions across New South Wales and the ACT. So for a little six-seater Beechcraft Baron aircraft, it covers a lot of ground. Responding to demand, Little Wings actually expanded its service last year to help transport fly-in, fly-out doctors too. No longer able to rely on regular commercial flights, it's become a fast and affordable alternative for dozens of health workers to reach their regional patients. Dr. Mien B, who runs Regional Specialists Tamworth, says FIFO specialists are quite common.
We are a multi-specialty clinic where most of our specialists are fly-in, fly-out doctors, and we provide up to nearly a dozen specialties in Tamworth itself. We're one of the few services there that provide comprehensive sort of multi-specialty access, and it's not just Tamworth itself, but Armidale, Gunnedah. We've had patients coming from halfway to Dubbo.
Dr. B says travel restrictions and last-minute cancellations have come to a huge disruption to regional health services. Wait times for neurology and paediatrics have blown out from 3 months to over 6 months during the pandemic.
There's an absolute lack of commercial flights going to the regional areas these days. And when you're operating a fly-in, fly-out service, it's nearly impossible to plan ahead when you don't have logistics to get your doctors onto the ground. We try to get around with, some of the clinicians end up driving, but then, that's a 5-hour drive from Sydney, and that's more time taken away from face-to-face patient contact.
Dr. B says that's where Little Wings has been a game changer.
the number one thing it brings for us and our patients is certainty. It's knowing that we can actually run these clinics and there's not going to be hiccups. We're not going to have to cancel, you know, 30 families because of a lack of flights or cancellations.
400 kilometres and 60 minutes later, pilot in Sakara touches down in Tamworth.
Hi. It's Dr. Ranga, is that right?
He's picking up Dr. Ranga Sirigiri, an ear, nose and throat surgeon who's on his way home to Dubbo after a few days treating patients. Tamworth currently has no local ENT surgeon, so he is in high demand. Back up in the air, he tells SBS he's been using Little Wings for a few months now. Before that, he was driving several hours each way.
I was driving and I had to go a day before and I had to cut down one day, like half day. I can't do full day today, like I have to cut down in the afternoon and drive back. It's like saving almost like a day.
Little Wings has also assisted in training regional healthcare workers. Over 180 nurses and allied health professionals have received face-to-face sessions with specialists flown in from the cities. CEO Claire Pearson says not only does it upskill local workers, but reduces unnecessary city-based referrals.
We've seen huge impacts as well as training, delivering face-to-face training for our regional healthcare workers in areas that are really essential but maybe weren't prioritised prior to COVID because there were more access points, whereas now people are really in a bubble and they need to be upskilled to ensure that they're independent and resourced.
The sun has gone down by the time this Little Wings flight reaches Dubbo, and as soon as Dr. Sirigiri departs, some other grateful customers are there to greet pilot in Sakara.
How's it going?
How are you?
The Taleb family, who live in Dubbo, say Little Wings was instrumental in improving the life of their little boy, Akil. The boy, now 1.5 years old, was born with a club foot and needed major surgery only available in Sydney. Father Khaled says the pressure on his family was immense, but having migrated from Lebanon and without Medicare, he didn't know how to reach out for help.
At that time, I couldn't get my son back to return him home. You know, like long distance, 7 hours driving, and it's gonna be really tough for him. I contacted other organization, and they said, oh, sorry, you're not eligible because you don't have Medicaid. So I was like really concerned about this matter.
Mr. Taleb's wife was forced to stay in Sydney with their son for weeks after the operation because he was too vulnerable to travel by car. He says when the family found out about Little Wings, everything changed in an instant. And within days, his wife and son, Akil, returned to Dubbo safely and completely free of charge.
When my wife and my son returned back home, after 15 nights, everything arranged with Little Wings. My family turned back home safe, happy.
Baby Akil is now on the mend and will be able to walk like any other child. Another family who've been helped by a service connecting the regions to the cities, all in a day's work. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.